Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.
God crafted the human body as an incredibly precise physical mechanism with tremendous power. However, to keep it functioning, this apparatus requires fuel, which we recognize as food. To ensure our body receives this vital energy, God instilled in us the appetite, more commonly known as hunger. Food not only satisfies this desire, but also energizes us, integrating into the natural balance to sustain life. But then, the question arises, why would someone choose to deprive themselves of food? In the modern era, we are conditioned to eat 3 times a day, constantly reminded of the importance of a nutritious breakfast to start the day right. The instruction is clear: eat to stay strong. From school, we learn the importance of consuming 3 balanced meals daily and exercising to fortify the body. However, why then give up eating? Nowadays, the practice of not eating is often associated with diets, frequently adopted for weight loss or health reasons. But there are those who abstain from food for spiritual reasons, a practice known in the Bible as fasting. Fasting is typically practiced during a specific period to achieve a spiritual purpose. This intriguing phenomenon, though complex, highlights how hunger can be seen from different perspectives, varying between biological necessity and spiritual quest, offering a fascinating look at the intersection between body, mind, and spirit. Consider the example from the Old Testament, specifically an annual practice among faithful Jews, the obligatory fast as described in Leviticus 16 verse 29. God established that on the 7th month, on the 10th day of the month, you shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether citizen or stranger who dwells among you. This day is Yom Kippur, also known as the Day of Atonement. The purpose of this fast observed on the Day of Atonement was clear. God wanted his people to reflect on the solemnity of their salvation. On this day, the high priest would enter the Holy of Holies and offer the blood of an animal to atone for the sins of the people. Leviticus 16 verse 24 details the process. He shall wash his body with water in the holy place, put on his garments, come out and offer his burnt offering and the burnt offering of the people, making atonement for himself and for the people. The reason everyone fasted was to identify with the high priest during this act of sacrifice. A lamb was offered for the forgiveness of the nation's sins. Additionally, Jesus gave instructions on the practice of fasting to his disciples, as recorded in Matthew 6 verses 16 to 18. He instructed, "Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face." This teaching emphasizes the importance of genuine fasting, not done for show, but as an intimate expression of faith and repentance. This practice, both in historical and spiritual contexts, offers deep reflection on the connection between sacrifice, forgiveness, and personal renewal. Thus, fasting will remain a discreet act, visible only to the Father who is hidden, and the Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. When you abstain from food, both pleasurable and essential, you draw divine attention. Even in that time, Jesus warned us against the ostentation of fasting, emphasizing that we should not seek public approval with our practices. He emphasized that fasting is a legitimate spiritual discipline, saying whenever you fast, showing that it is an act of temporarily giving up a physical desire such as food for a greater spiritual need. Instead of feeding yourself, dedicate yourself to secret prayer, seeking divine intervention. However, if the motivation to avoid food is solely for others to admire your spirituality, then their recognition will be the only reward you receive. Concerns about fasting. If you've never fasted before, the idea of going without food for some time may seem daunting. There are a variety of concerns due to our 3 meals a day routine. Many wonder if they will feel hungry and how they will deal with associated pains. Other concerns include the ability to persevere without succumbing to temptations, like the suggestion from a TV commercial that a chocolate bar could be the solution to an afternoon energy slump. There is also concern about how fasting may be socially perceived. Will my friends think I'm weird if they find out I'm fasting? The answer to this is simple. Fasting is a personal and spiritual practice that, when done with the right intention, transcends concerns about others' perceptions and focuses on strengthening the spirit and seeking a deeper connection with the divine. You don't fast to impress your friends, and often don't even share it with them. As Jesus instructed, "Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Matthew 6 verses 17 to 18. This guidance is a reminder that we should not turn our religious practice into a spectacle for others. Fasting is essentially a personal and intimate commitment between you and God, often carried out in privacy. However, there are occasions when fasting is done communally. For example, in biblical history, Ezra fasted with 4,000 people to address an issue, and Esther asked all believing Jews to fast for divine intervention. These examples show how fasting can also be an act of unity and solidarity among the faithful, shared in pursuit of a common purpose. Additionally, every year in May, Christians are invited to come together on the National Day of Prayer and Fasting. This event serves as a time for the faithful to gather both in prayer and fasting to reflect and seek divine guidance and intervention in their lives and society. This collective gathering highlights the dual nature of fasting as both a personal and communal practice, emphasizing the importance of nurturing both individual and collective spirit. Fasting is a practice that transcends mere food restriction for health or weight loss purposes. It is a biblical discipline rooted in deep spiritual motivations. There are various types of fasts, each with its spiritual purpose, often accompanied by prayer. This practice can be a powerful catalyst for enhancing a person's spiritual fitness and strengthening their ability to intercede in prayer. Many may think that the Christian life does not require discipline, but in reality, it is through spiritual exercises that we build our strength as soldiers of Christ. We are called to be versatile in various spiritual disciplines, and fasting is one of them. Jesus taught his disciples that intercessory prayer, whether for the church or for the salvation of souls, will face spiritual resistance. In this context, fasting can be likened to the challenge of climbing a mountain, requiring both physical and spiritual robustness. When starting the practice of fasting, it's advisable to begin with modest steps, especially if it's your first experience. Even a small act of faith, which may seem insignificant to others, is a significant step in God's eyes and will be honored. During fasting, not only is abstaining from food relevant, but also the sincerity of the heart is crucial. This is akin to a man proposing marriage. It's not the duration of the proposal that wins the yes, but the genuineness and sincerity of his heart. When starting your fast, don't overly concern yourself with its duration. The most important thing is to ensure that your relationship with God is harmonious and strong. Above all, God values the sincerity and intensity of your prayers more than the length of time you spend fasting. Therefore, if you're new to this practice, you can start simply, like fasting by skipping a meal. Historically, in the Old Testament, Jews were instructed to fast for a whole day on Yom Kippur, which began at sunset and ended at the next day's sunset according to the Jewish calendar. This method of counting days, where the evening and the morning constituted one day, is mentioned in Genesis 1 verse 5. You can plan to start your fast similarly, beginning a little before sunset by abstaining from the usual evening meal and continuing without eating breakfast and lunch the next day. After sunset, just as many Jews do at the end of the Yom Kippur fast, you can break your fast with a regular meal. This method provides a structure that helps maintain spiritual focus without overwhelming your body, especially if you are just beginning to practice fasting. Fasting with a companion. Although private practice of prayer and fasting forms the backbone of all intercession, if you have never explored this discipline before, it may be beneficial to start your journey with a partner. If the goal of your fast is to seek a specific answer through prayer, it is an excellent idea to invite someone to join you on this spiritual journey. As taught by Jesus in Matthew 18 verses 18 to 19, There is special power in unity. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Practicing fasting with a friend strengthens the bond between you and enhances your faith, making you feel more empowered and confident to face challenges. When considering fasting, if you have a close friend who is also seeking spiritual growth, consider inviting them to join you on this journey. This mutual commitment will not only provide moral support, but also amplify the spiritual energy generated through collective prayer and fasting. For those experienced in the discipline of fasting, new perspectives may always emerge. For instance, I know a couple who engaged in fasting and prayer for their child's spiritual salvation and healing. Another individual I know is currently fasting for his wife's healing from breast cancer. In these cases, fasting becomes a profound expression of faith, deepening trust in divine power and reinforcing the spiritual bonds within the family. Remember, fasting is a practice of temporary abstinence from food to focus on deeper spiritual connection and prayer. As you embark on this journey, may you discover the divine rewards that come with dedicating yourself to this powerful spiritual discipline. This practice, deeply rooted in tradition and faith, offers an opportunity for personal transformation, enhanced intercession, and renewed commitment to spiritual growth. By understanding and embracing the practice of fasting, you can experience the profound spiritual benefits it brings, transcending the physical to attain a closer relationship with the divine. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.